President Biden made a rare primetime speech Thursday night at the place where American democracy was born, in Philadelphia.
He spoke on the way into Labor Day, which is the traditional start of election season. Some Republican candidates on the ballot this fall have denied the results of the last big election in 2020.
I believe America is at an inflection point. One of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards.
Now, the White House insisted this was not a political speech, although Biden laid out a choice for voters.
NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro is with us this morning. Hey, Domenico.
Hey, Rachel.
So we just heard that clip. As Steve said, the president's clearly trying to use the moment to define a stark choice.
Well, he really wants to get across that the threats to democracy are urgent. You know, he called out MAGA Republicans, as he called them, and Donald Trump. He actually name-checked Trump three times in this speech, something Biden doesn't usually do.
Right.
Of course, when you do that, it's going to look and sound pretty political. But this was Biden really drawing a line in the sand.
Democracy cannot survive when one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election. Either they win or they were cheated.
Biden referring to Trump's election lies there. And politically, you know, you have a president facing high inflation, low approval ratings, and ordinarily that would mean a wipeout coming for the party in power in a midterm year. But with Trump playing such an unusually prominent role in these elections, Biden and the White House see an opportunity to make this a choice rather than a referendum on Biden's presidency.
So a primetime address like this is sort of unusual, right? I mean, he wasn't making some big policy announcement. It could have backfired. What was the political calculation?
Yeah, it really is unusual. I mean, you might be forgiven if you thought that this was 2024 and you were listening to Biden's convention speech, because that's what it sounded like. But that's not to say that there aren't real threats. You know, you have election deniers running for office to control elections. There's political violence, threats against the FBI, poll workers, and elections officials. And as we've said many times watching the January 6th hearings, for example, the institutions of democracy held in 2020, but only because of people. Now, those institutions look somewhat weaker or more under threat because many of the people that could run these institutions now say they believe Trump's election lies.
I mean, it's notable to me that the president in this address tried to differentiate between the Republican Party and Donald Trump supporters, which is interesting because that's difficult. But how did Republicans respond to this address?
Well, even before Biden spoke, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said Biden needed to apologize to the millions of Americans who voted for Trump. And it really shows McCarthy's full shift that he's made after January 6th in his quest to become Speaker of the House. And like you said, Biden tried to make clear that he was talking about Republican elected officials, not voters.
Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Now, Biden's not always artful with his language, so this is going to be a very fine line for him to continue to try and walk. And Republicans are already using this to try and fire up their base against Biden. But Democrats want to show some moral clarity here for their base as well. And all of this really feels like a preview to 2024 more than anything else.
Tis the season. NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.